Wisdom of One, Season 2. More puns, dick jokes. I guess I'm just not going to finish that thought. You've got nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You've got a charisma of 20, but a wisdom of one.
Roll a strength save.
Roll clench.
Yes.
Yeah. 13?
Unfortunately, you feel your knife slip and fall from your buttocks and clatter to the ground. Clankety clank.
Oh no! I let a solid out!
And then Skankra, you do have time this round to pick it up.
Okay.
Well, partially solid anyway.
yes, I will, using the equivalent of a tissue, pick it up.
Yeah, with your pinky up in the air. Ah! So you pick it up, and the moment you pick it up, it disappears. So Dagon, the knife, you see it on the ground between your legs, and then it picks up off the ground and then fades away. Dagon, your turn.
I know who this is. It's definitely Skanky. So what I want to try to do is meditate myself into the light.
Ooh.
And step out of my restraints into the light of the torch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me try to remember what the rules are for that.
Step into the sun.
Ah, right.
I hope half of you goes this time like last time.
I only need one fist, so...
Yeah, well, how are you going to find me?
I'm just going to punch into the air a bunch of times.
Okay, yeah, let's just do a wisdom save to see how successful you are at the meditating.
All right, here we go.
Jesus, I...
Seven.
Fuck this D20. Eat a pile of dicks. I'm going to obtain a different die.
Well, your brain is still sort of spinning from the experience of getting kidnapped by animals and...
incontinence.
Yeah, and I mean, and honestly, your lower half is covered in grease and it's...
very distracting.
Very. It's wicked hard to concentrate. So no, you...
ooh, purple.
You felt the organization of the proper mental pieces to do that, but you weren't able to get through it.
Shoot. Think about the green chakra.
Yeah.
And then the brown and yellow greasy chakra. Wait, no. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
The brown note.
Ew.
Dagon, you could see Kaylee approaching in the shadows and is looking around in all other directions, trying to give cover.
Yeah.
But you sense that she is there as well.
I think very loudly, hey, Kaylee, Skankra's stealing my knife again.
But I don't say it out loud, actually. Because, you know, I'm still fairly wise. Actually, really quite wise.
Sure, the guy tied to a tree with no pants who can't beam himself out.
So now our guys have a chance to... that'd be a no, okay?
Haha.
So a guard walks by the tree, does a complicated genuflection towards the tree, bows its head and knuckles up to its mouth. And
false idol!
Does a kiss at the tree and then walks right by Kaylee, stepping on the outside of her foot and walks down the pathway completely oblivious.
See, when you follow the wrong god, your fortune is poor.
Blinded by your false hopes.
False idols, I'm telling you.
Okay, so Skankra, your turn.
Okay, so I would like to try to determine where on the outside of the tree is closest to the beating heart.
The echoes of your natural 20 tell you that it is, you know, in the center of the tree, as you'd expect, but down below the earth level. So it's probably down in the where the root structure would be.
Okay.
So probably 5 feet below the earth in the center of the tree.
So let me guess, you're going to spend 20 rounds trying to cut down to the heart and not fucking cut Dagon down, huh? Right? Right? Is that how it's going to go? Of course.
Sounds good to me.
Shocker.
A helping hand to hold you down under the churning waters of life. A helping hand to lift you up into the spinning blade of everything you've ever wanted.
My hands are here for you
to hold you down.
My hands are strong for you
to hold you down.
My hands are here for you
to hold you down.
You know, one of us knocked the other one out last episode, so...
And do you think there was no reason for that? You literally were just trying to make my life as most difficult as possible,
which is like your entire role for this entire fucking podcast, never want to help me under any situation whatsoever, and you're like literally gonna risk the entire story just to fucking piss me off.
And now there's a reason for me not helping you. It was you punching me last episode.
And now you're gonna leave him tied up, pantsless, and lubricated on the tree.
Yeah. Thanks.
This is what we have NPCs for, to bail you out before Scott eats his microphone.
So that actually didn't take any time, Skankra. So you still have an action that you can do, like cutting Dagon down and helping him out, giving him a hug, letting him know that he's still a valued member of the party.
I'm sorry, what?
Wiping my butt for me.
Yeah.
Because it's really greasy and gross.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Afterwards, you're going to drag your butt on the ground like a dog. Whee!
So the holes that the effluence goes into, how big are they?
Small. Probably like the opening of a wine bottle.
Okay. All right. I wouldn't be able to fit in there.
No.
All right.
Not without a lot of squeezing.
All right. Well, then I think I'm going to take Scott's idea, which was actually my idea. Well played, Scott. And I would like to start cutting through the tree near the roots.
Okay. So roll cut. So the blade goes through effortlessly. That's not a problem.
Right.
But I guess roll craftsmanship, door creation, just something to see how successful you are in this first round.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's not a long blade is the problem.
Yeah, well, I have plenty of time. I'm gonna take as many rounds as necessary. 16.
How long does invisibility last? I'm gonna find out.
It lasts an hour.
16. So you cut a square that would easily fit your body. Cut a square, slide, 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 and you're wedging it out. Even though trees don't really work this way, I'll just pretend that you can just pull the square out and set it down, and now you have a 6-inch deep square into the tree.
Nice.
The energy changes around the tree. Dagon, the breathing that you feel is speeding up. The heartbeat is speeding up.
Mm.
And from one of the buildings in the town, you can hear someone start screaming.
Yep. Great, Keith. Nice, easy, you know, extraction while nobody's paying attention and everything that, and you just like, oh, here's this giant alarm bell in the middle of the city. Let me just bang on this alarm bell. Bong, 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 bong. Yeah, that's a great idea. Hey, we're going to fight a high-level wizard that has, like, way more powerful than us. Let me just go up there by myself and try to take him on individually. Yeah. The brilliant strategist that is Skankra.
Wait. Who set off the alarm? There's nobody else but you there.
Yeah, perfect.
You've offended the god with your grease. Oh, Skankra. I forgot to tell you its name. This tree's name is Kalogasha.
Okay.
So now you know who you're cutting a hole in the middle of. So, screaming, sudden activity, doors being thrown open. There's definitely a reaction going on here. Dagon, your turn. So, you're slipped to the ground, you saw the dagger disappear, you were tensed, waiting for the ropes to be cut so that you could catch your weight in the greasy, slimy ground. There's definitely some cutting going on, but then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose and you're still tied up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shocking. I wonder what happened here. Well, fuck, I'm gonna try to meditate myself through the light again.
Okay.
But I have a different D20, you guys. Okay, here we go.
Oh, good.
And it's my favorite color. Here we go.
Skankra helps those who help themselves.
Okay, all right. 16?
Yeah, that works. So you close your eyes, focus.
Yeah.
You concentrate. You send your essence into the light.
Essence. In the light, yeah.
Where are you coming out? What light source were you planning on coming out?
Literally just the nearest torch.
And there's actually one that's relatively near Kaylee.
Yeah, that one.
And so you step out of the torch and you are now free. The ropes are no longer around your wrists. You are still greasy and slimy, so...
Roll dex.
Yeah, so if you do anything other than just try to stand there, you will have to do a dexterity save.
I really kind of just want to hide.
Okay. Roll...
Stealth, I guess?
Yeah, roll stealth.
All right, here we go. Oh my god. You too? It's still a 10.
Okay.
But I rolled a fucking 4. What the shit?
So you slip and slide your way into a shadow and lean up against the wall.
Hey, Kaylee, what's going on? Skanky stole my knife, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I would appreciate it if you didn't criticize Skankra. I feel like we haven't really given him a fair shake up to this point.
We're trying to make the world a kinder place for that we're trying to make the world a kinder place for us to try to tell us that we're trying.
He's really tried his best for us, and, you know, he came with me to rescue you.
Did he? Oh, no. Did he use his ring on you?
No, he animal handled her.
No, I don't think so. No, nothing like that. I realized I've been kind of tired and grumpy recently, so feeling a little unfair.
Well, it's understandable. You've been through a lot. I mean, you lost one of your magic daggers.
That hurt a lot.
And you were partially paralyzed for a while.
Tentacles. It's been quite a couple days, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you like a hug?
Maybe after all this is done and after you wipe the grease off.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, right. I wasn't gonna hug you with my butt or anything.
And maybe with pants on would be even more comfortable for me, perhaps?
I mean, I feel like I'm wearing a cloak. Am I wearing a cloak? I feel like I was wearing...
You are wearing a cloak, but there are names for people who walk around naked underneath cloaks, and they usually end up in police stations sooner or later.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to make you uncomfortable, Kaylee. I'll try to find some pants.
I appreciate that. Also, with your 10 for hiding, we're forgetting the fact that you actually glow pink.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a bit of a problem.
So she's definitely tensed and reacting to people running and screaming all over the place. So two of these gray creatures come running into the tree area with spears, and one has a sickle and the other has a stone-tipped spear. And they are looking around the area. What did they get for... One definitely sees you, Dagon, and leaps at you with the sickle.
Mm-hmm.
And
I try to make him have a blood clot.
Boo.
Oh, sickle's anemia? Yes. gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
Right?
You rolled comedy.
Not funny, but clever. And the other one is just sprinted towards the tree, is obsessing with the tree, and is running at the tree, looking around, but doesn't see anything to stab yet.
Okay.
Diggin? Will a 14 hit you?
Nope.
Okay. Swings at you, not an incredibly good swing, bit of a runaround panicky kind of situation, and you're able to roll and duck out of the way. Whoosh. The other one's not attacking Skankra because he doesn't know he's there. Skankra, your turn.
So, help me with the rules of the invisibility and the possessions. Like, do I have to be physically touching the knife?
Yeah, I think you have to be carrying it. Like, if you put your hand on a desk, the desk wouldn't disappear. But if you took a book off of the desk, that it would disappear so that there's not a book floating around kind of thing.
Okay. And how tall is the tree? Is it sort of cut off at the top, or does it have like a canopy or a...
No, it has all the branches, no leaves at all, just enough to look perfectly ominously creepy. It's a big tree, though.
Yeah.
So there's lots of branches overhanging all of buildings and everything.
Okay.
But no convenient branches that you could just pull yourself up onto. You could try a climbing check. You were able to climb out of a prison, according to a song.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
According to a song, you did it so easily that you had to pull Dagon out, so you could probably just scale right up.
Well, I mean, according to the song, like, it was Dagon who I had to go back and save.
Yeah.
I had to sacrifice myself.
Climb a bull, but keep in mind it's also got that sticky tar stuff, which is going to make it harder to climb, so it's not an inviting ladder-like set of branches tempting you.
Okay, then I would like to cast Levitate.
Okay.
And go high enough where I think no one will reasonably notice what I'm doing.
Okay.
And then...
Wait, don't you have to maintain concentration for invisibility?
Yeah.
I can do more than one thing.
Yeah, do a wisdom save.
Okay. I shit you not.
Okay.
Legitimate 20.
Beautiful. Okay, so while maintaining your focus to keep the invisibility, you levitate up about 20 feet?
Yeah, just where I'm out of the fray and relatively well hidden.
Okay, so you're 20 feet in the air and still invisible and feeling pretty confident about your ability to maintain this for a while.
Okay.
And the creature with the spear runs around the backside of the tree, sees the square that you've cut in the back of their all-loving being creature, and falls to his knees weeping and is genuflecting in front of this tree. tree.
Okay. Then I would like to continue my plan to cut my way into the tree just up high where they can't see where it's happening.
Okay. All right. So yeah, your round was doing the magic, but that's your overall plan.
Yeah.
Is to continue woodworking.
Whittling.
Okay. Dagan, your turn. So there's the creature with the sickle adjusted his stance to keep you in front of him, and it is your turn.
You're like, hey, I don't really want to fight you, man. I just want to leave and not be eaten by a tree. So, just gonna... Hey, Caitlin, let's get out of here. What do you think? Since apparently Skankraw is totally invisible and fine by himself, jackass! Stop cutting their gut!
Can't stop, won't stop, till I'm taken off this tree top, and I'll make it drop with a pop from a magic knife. Gonna slice, gonna steal the life while it's making nice. Keeping busy while it's drinking all the blood of an idiot. King of the city, it's amazing to me that they cannot see. One worth worshiping is me. Yet they hang around and try to feed this motherfucking tree.
So are you gonna try to persuade him? And what language are you using, by the way?
I'm gonna use common.
All right.
I cast misperceive language.
Confiscate.
Hang on. I'm gonna try to do the other spell. Fuck it, why not? You know, I'm gonna do comprehend languages.
Okay.
You wanna know what used to help you do that?
Shut your face.
Crystal, and then you killed her.
She's not dead. I just gotta get 30 gold pieces, okay? Leave me alone. Okay, so I'm gonna use my action to do comprehend languages.
Okay.
Roll at disadvantage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna speak.
Great. Yep. Awesome. So I rolled a 3 and a 2.
Okay. Damn that disadvantage.
Yeah. So I probably literally just went.
You probably just said something like incredibly racist.
It cocks its head at you a little bit, you know, that whole dog, what the heck?
Question mark face?
Gives you the question mark face.
Grr.
And then prepares to attack you again.
Great. Glad I did that. This has gone very well for me tonight.
It's the giant battle. Dun, 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 dun. I roll comprehend languages. Dun, 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 dun.
I negotiate in the middle of a knife fight.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no point in killing these people. They didn't really do anything. Oh, wait, yeah, they did.
So Kaylee rises up behind him like you know she was going to and stabs him in the back of the neck with her dagger and her short sword, and he falls onto his face.
Comprehend that, bitch.
I feel like I was right about to convince him, Kaylee. What are you doing?
It didn't feel like it was going anywhere, and I'd really like to get out of here. We're inside a walled town with a bunch of people who are going to be really angry with us.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's just go.
She's doing what Skankraw would do.
WWSD.
She's following the path.
Well, come on, Katie, let's you and me, let's get out of here, huh?
We can't leave Skankraw behind. He came here to save you. We can't just abandon him.
Yeah, and his saving me was just steal my fucking knife, not even cut me down off the goddamn tree, and then just, like, hit the alarm bell repeatedly with a giant hammer and said, hey, hey, look at all this terrible thing that this guy that you tied up to the tree is doing, and then he's gonna direct all of the fucking negative energy towards me. How could you even think that this guy is even remotely worth anything but derision? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I have been rolling 20s all night, including a Scott.
Okay, well, yeah, let's get out of here, but I'll keep an eye out for Skankraw. I also don't know where he is. He might have already escaped. He might have already flown over the wall.
Yeah, he probably did. I mean, who cares?
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure he escaped because obviously he's capable of stealing shit and being invisible all over the place. Of course he's going to be able to get out by himself, you know?
Okay, well, follow me. Let's go this way.
Okay.
And she heads off towards the wall, away from the commotion into the shadows, slips away in there.
Yep. I'll follow her when I can.
She's not moving silently, and neither are you at this exact moment.
Yeah.
Because of the screaming and the wailing and all that.
Right, right.
So three more figures enter the plaza. One of them has a long robe made of owl feathers. So it looks very much like owl wings perched on his shoulders.
Oh, I can identify so many things.
And he's got a necklace of pearls for some reason. No, just kidding. He stands quietly and points, and the other two run around to where the creature with the spear is crying on his knees. And one of them has a bear skin on his shoulders, and the other one looks like a lynx.
Isn't he cold with just bear skin?
That's true. You get all the goose prickles and
yeah.
stuff.
I'll name him Landing Strip.
Oh my god.
The creature with the owl cloak puts his hands up in the air and starts chanting in this ominous voice. And Skankra, the temperature has dropped about 20 degrees in the last second. And your breath suddenly can be seen. There's some vibrating, nasty energy coming out of the tree. The tree is just emanating cold now. And then the other two have a chance of spotting Skankra. Not a big chance, but a small one. So give them their opportunity. Ooh, nice. One of them looks up and sees something. Doesn't make eye contact with you, Skankra, or anything, but sends an arrow in your general direction. They're gonna have disadvantage to hit you, but they saw something. Probably your breath, actually, of the cold that saw the gust of air.
Okay, okay.
Okay, we'll take that one. So will a 14 hit you? Strike your person?
On a very technical level.
Okay.
And you've got like all of those hit points that you just go, oh wait, you have like one.
No, he has a 9, I believe, because we determined last episode you had one hit point left when you left the evil dwarf's lair.
Uh-huh.
Then you went up a level.
Yep.
That's right.
And so you gained those ones, and then Dagon took them all away.
Yep.
In one hit, and then Runnus healed you up to the same point where you had the 9 hit points again.
Yeah, that's what I have too.
Ah.
Yep.
Ah, okay. All
right. So 5 hit points of arrow damage.
Oh.
Say it hits you in the foot. Something inconsequential like the thing you need to run away on.
Yeah. So. I'm levitating, bitch.
Since you're maintaining concentration on 2 different spells that require concentration, both levitate and invisibility at the same time. Sure.
Natural 20, bitch.
I'm going to give him a pass because of the 20. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that hurt. That wasn't fun. And he's also pointing and saying something in his alarmed, deep, masculine voice. Skankra, your turn.
Okay, well, I think it's time to,
Color spray! Color spray! It's time for color spray! Color spray!
That's my backup plan.
And you will go blind! Or something.
That's true. It'd probably piss off the tree. That'd be fun. All right, let's see if I can negotiate this as a free action. But can I implement the thing that was supposed to happen when...
Oh, yeah. It's not your action, really. It's fate.
All right. Then I would like to do 2 things. First, I would like to use my magic ring on the tree.
Okay.
And then I want to implement whatever happens to myself.
Okay. All right.
It's random. I'm assuming it could be like 50-50. It's good.
Perfect. So what are you declaring to the tree?
Damn it.
I have it written down on a piece of paper.
All right.
It means it's canon now.
All right. It's going to be love me.
Okay.
What? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
So roll.
Ooh, 16 plus whatever I put plus that. Was it wisdom?
Yeah, charisma.
Oh, great. So 19.
19. Love you. That's such an interesting thing.
Love is an interesting thing.
Okay. All right, the cold immediately disappears. The mystical sucking sensation that you sensed on everything also included you. I mean, there was this draw towards the void that was pulling you. The feeling you get at the top of a cliff, that part of your voice that says step off and like all the darker things, suddenly are gone from you. You could still sense it pulling towards everything else, but you're an exception. You...
Oh, God!
It doesn't apply to you, and...
Why did you give him that shitty-ass fucking ring? Fuck!
God damn it! I was really hoping that would fuck up!
but you feel kind of a swelling of gravitas that you can't put your finger... Well, of course, your own self-perception, it doesn't really change anything. But it feels almost justified now as opposed to completely paper tiger-y. Yeah, I don't know quite how to explain it other than you feel this extra energy. You feel like if you were alone in the woods in the winter, that'd be just fine. Nothing to worry about kind of thing.
All right.
But you should definitely stop cutting me.
Seems fair.
So, very slow and nonspecific, though.
Okay.
Even with this bond that we now share, because I do love you.
Yeah.
You are a unique creature that I truly appreciate.
I'm pretty lovable.
God damn it! What the fuck?
That was pretty successful. And then you designate yourself as the thing?
Yeah, let's do it!
Okay. You throw back your head and scream as loud as you can, spraying urine, and you emit a wail of pure terror. You lose concentration on both your invisibility and your levitation.
It could have been good! If you're sent to hell by an area spell, it's a gamble for your life. If you're facing death by a dragon breath, it's a gamble. You clicked on the wrong thing. You're listening to Wisdom of One. If you hit the ground in a single
round, it's a gamble for your life. And you go crashing to the ground, a fall of 20 feet, roll a dexterity save.
Oh my fucking god.
6.
Dead.
Take 2 points of damage.
Aha! Still alive! Alright, that didn't go quite as planned.
Skankrow must be really scared. He just, like, pissed himself and fell down 20 feet. He didn't seem to land very well either.
So you're flat on your back, right in front of the creature who was on his knees with the spear, looking straight up into the branches of the tree, urine-soaked breeches, and head sort of spinning.
Yeah!
Okay, okay.
Holy shit!
I have been birthed from the tree! It is my mother!
Oh my god!
It had a baby! It was me! Oh my...
All right, Dig, and your turn. So you're following Kaylee into the shadows. A lot of commotion in the tree area. You just heard a blood-curdling scream, so sounds like they caught Skankra and killed him or something.
Are we still in eyesight? Like, can I see what happened? Or
no, you've ducked behind a building, and you're doing the long way around back towards the gate, so you can't see.
Mm. Oh my god, I think they got Skankra. What are we gonna do?
Yeah. I guess we should go back to retrieve that fucking bracelet that he's wearing. I mean, to keep Skankra safe, I mean.
Yeah, that's a good point. We can't leave him behind. He wouldn't do that to us.
You're charmed, aren't you? Are you under a spell?
She's charmed by the glory of Skankrasians.
Oh my god.
All right, so how far can I get back to there?
If you stand up and run, you're going to have to do a dex save because of the grease, but you could make it there and around.
I thought when I transported into light, I wouldn't transport the grease with me.
It's funnier if you do, though.
Yeah, you transported your possessions, and you possess grease down the ass.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, so let's review the plot line here about what's about to happen. So I had my knife stolen from me, framed for murdering this tree, and I'm going back to save the person who did that to me? Isn't that the definition of an abusive relationship?
Life is so funny, isn't it? It's a curious little thing.
What the fuck?
Look, you know, part of Skankrasian thought is sacrifice for Skankra.
Oh my god.
Sacrifice of others.
Skankrifice.
Yeah.
All right. So I need to know how far away am I currently?
I would say 40 feet.
Perfect. So I just want to go a nice, easy 35 feet closer.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Comprehend languages.
No. I'm just going to blow all of my key points and just do Broken Fist of Fury.
Broken Fist of Wind. I'm going to fart at him is the point. Greasy fart.
Oh.
Here it comes. All right, here we go.
Splatter fart.
It's a 30-foot range, 3d10 air punch, 1d10 for each. Okay, yeah. Can push a creature up to 20 feet away and knock it prone. So what's the creature that's closest to Skankra?
The kneeling spear guy.
Okay, and then who's the leader guy?
The owl guy.
The leader has his back to you. He's the one with the owl cloak.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to target the leader guy then.
Okay.
And...
So what'd you do tonight?
I farted at an owl. Yeah, a greasy, feathery fart.
Standard Saturday night.
I tried to talk, but I didn't understand. Then I farted at an owl.
Okay, so it's actually just they have to roll a strength save.
Yep.
Beat a DC 12.
Okay, they did not.
Shit, they're going to get air punched in the fucking back.
So if you have clothes that are made out of feathers, air attacks are particularly dangerous to you.
So...
What sound does an owl make?
So three key points, that's 3d10, 4d10, here we go.
He's gonna kill everyone.
Okay, so 17 points of fart punch damage, and I want to push him 20 feet away, and he's knocked prone.
Yeah, okay, so you turn around, bend over slightly, not all the way.
Yep.
This blast of, we'll delicately call it wind.
Yeah.
Blows him across the clearing. He hits the tree, wham, and stumbles to the ground, lying flat on his side, still not facing you with his back to you.
Yeah.
The creature on his knees is surprised. The one with the bow drops his bow and runs in the opposite direction. And then the other one with the sickle turned around and is facing you with a very, again, shocked. That's not what they expected to happen at that exact moment. And all the grease has been blown from your body, so you are now dried.
Yay! Farted the grease away.
Mommy tells you that it's time. You've been playing in the dirt and grime. Grab your towel and your loofah too. Don't say no or try to say boo-hoo. So fill up the bath with a blub, 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 and rub your shoulders with a scrub, scrub, scrub. You don't have to live with a dirty ass. It's time to take a bath.
So that was good. Kaylee steps up behind you and she sends a bolt at the archer as he's fleeing, because that's fun.
Yeah.
The best time to shoot people is when they're running away, because they can't hurt you.
Yeah, It feels kind of pointless, but yeah.
There are other sounds and voices from far away. You can hear other people running in this direction, and it sounds like more than a couple. There's a crowd of angry people screaming and chanting and coming closer with pitchforks and torches and all that stuff.
Yep. All right. I've got my plan.
Okay. The leader and the owl-cloaked creature stumbles up to his knees, pulls a pendant from around his chest out of his feathers and holds it up. And there is a sickly buzzing sound, and the world is sort of spinny right around the pendant area. You can see a dark swirl right where it is. And Dagon, do a constitution save.
Mm-hmm. It's not against poison, is it?
No.
Okay.
Close, but no.
6.
All right.
God, why can't I fucking roll above a 10? Just above a 10 even.
Average rolls. You've got below average rolls.
I do. I have below average rolls.
So take 6 points of necrotic damage. Your skin turns black and aged, starts growing random gray hairs in places that didn't used to grow hairs. You lose hairs where there were hairs.
Oh no.
Yeah, it kind of withers and dies. It sucked the life out of you.
Oh no, did Dagon turn 40?
Yeah.
So I have the Ring of Healing, right?
Yep.
So when we left off, I was at 15 hit points last episode. Was there enough time to return to normal?
Oh yeah, it's been 15 rounds.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, all right, good.
15 rounds of running, yep. And the one on his knees takes a spear and plunges it towards Skankra.
What?
Uh-huh.
I am the son of tree.
A 9 won't hit you?
It certainly will not.
And that's with advantage because you're prone too. So that's, he's surprised. I mean, he's gone through a lot. His god had a big hole cut in his back, made him really upset. And then a guy fell out of the sky out of nowhere.
I was just birthed by your god and this is how you treat me?
Yeah, that must have been really traumatic for him.
He's gonna start a new branch off of his religion.
Don't worry, Skankra's bark is bigger than his bite.
I'm not participating in this.
I gotta root around for another joke somewhere.
No.
Just extend the olive branch of peace, Skanky.
This is really starting to sap my energy.
Ah, you did participate!
But I'm gonna leave it there.
All right.
Yeah, so he misses you, but the spear bites into the soil near your head, even though you didn't really move out of the way. Then, out of the ground erupts these, they look like thin tentacles, whipping around.
Protect me, Mom!
Grabs around the head of the spear guy and pulls him into the ground, just in one move, and he just disappears. The leader screams and looks down, and there are two of those vines wrapped around his feet, and they are actually splitting him in half in horrible horror gore fashion.
Oh.
Blood curdling scream there, blood spraying everywhere. Hey, the blood ditches are getting filled after all. And then also there are now more of these gray creatures arriving in the plaza at the same time, and these tentacles are just whipping around the whole area, and it is almost instantly a bloodbath. Just mists of blood everywhere, limbs flying.
Oh my god!
I did it!
This whole village has been destroyed!
Through my love!
It's a horror show!
So Skankra, your turn. For some reason, there's destruction and chaos and viscera all over the place, and yet somehow every tentacle manages to not touch you, no matter what direction you go in.
Alright, well then I'm just going to casually lean up against the tree, give it a pat, say thanks, Mom.
Oh my god, this is the worst fucking thing ever.
Love you. I don't know why, but you're just so cool.
I love you too, Mom.
Keep doing you. Would you mind putting that square of me back in the hole, though? You know that feeling, that exposedness? You just stick it back in?
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah, you know what? I'll go and I'll put the square back in. Give it a pat.
I appreciate that. Thanks, pal. Awesome. You're just so cool.
Oh my god, what the fuck? I don't understand what's happening.
Thanks for murdering a town.
You know, it's weird. I didn't want to kill the tree before, but now I do.
So Dagon, luckily you didn't get a lot closer before your fart wind, and luckily you're facing away from the tree. It's sparing you a lot of nightmares, what is happening behind you. It sounds very organic and nasty.
Oh god, there's like literally no way to get Skankra to leave that fucking shitty tree. And I can't get close, so...
Now let's get out of here. I don't really feel safe around this tree.
I don't either, and Skankra seems fine, so...
Yeah, he's laughing.
He's an insane person, so that actually makes sense.
That isn't creepy at all. Let's just run, if my instinct.
Yep, I'm right with you. Let's go.
Just full on sprinting, not being quiet or anything. She's just running for the gate.
Oh yeah, Dagon's right behind her.
And the few women and children who aren't in the plaza are hunkering down inside their huts. No one's stopping you. And so both of you make it out the gate. Let's just say in our two rounds or whatever. Nothing you need to worry about. The guard who was at the gate is probably, parts of him are in the plaza and parts of him are up in the tree. And
oh god.
So yeah, you're out the front gate.
I'm really sorry for what's happening to your village.
Skankra, continuing to relax or?
Yeah, well, I think now I should calmly stroll away from the tree and start, you know, searching the huts for things that I want.
Oh my god. Is that enough that you corrupt their god, murder everyone in their fucking town, and then you're gonna steal from them?
I'm not stealing. I'm being rewarded.
Oh, the fucking worst. Jesus, you are literally chaotic evil.
No, I'm not doing things randomly. I'm doing things for my benefit.
Yeah, chaotic evil makes like you seek out violence and you seek out destruction.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, lawful evil. Or neutral evil.
Neutral evil. Yeah, like I'm not killing anyone. I've been 100% peaceful.
Oh,
wait. Weren't you bragging at the beginning of this episode that you have the highest kill rate of anyone in the party?
Yeah, exactly.
Circumstantially.
He literally just changes the facts to whatever suits him at that particular moment.
Yes, I think that's a key trait.
And with great changing of facts comes great power. Who lives, who dies, who tells the story, man?
So the carnage lasts for a couple more rounds and then it's eerily silent. The survivors are running out the front gate.
Merkin?
Hard to say. You could search for Merkin if you wanted.
Yeah, well, I mean, as I'm borrowing their possessions, I'd like to search for Merkin, see if he's around.
Okay. Yeah, roll investigation, maybe.
Okay. Oh, I have a good investigation, yeah. Shit! Nine. But I have plenty of time.
So yeah, you find part of a beaver tail.
Aw, Merkin!
One heavily ground down tooth that looks like it was used to cut wood, but yeah.
All right, I take the beaver tail and the tooth. Okay. I'm gonna make a hat out of it or something.
Okay. Beaver tail, tooth, hat. Roll another investigation for your looting.
Tithing. I'm receiving tithes. It's not looting. They're tithing.
But don't they have to give it to you for it to be a tithe? Otherwise, it's just taking?
They had it, and then I have it. I don't think we need to make more distinctions than that. 13.
13, okay. Yeah, there are a number of weapons. It seems that the technology appears to be somewhere around Stone Age and Copper Age. The sickles are copper, and the spears and the arrows are all Stone Age. So there's a lot of like, Stone Age technology. A lot of bone, bead, jewelry. Lots of skins. Tons of skins all over the place.
27.
The cloak, the owl feather cloak.
Oh, yeah.
Is shockingly not torn to tiny little pieces. There are some feathers fluttering around from it, but for the most part, it's still in one piece. A little bloody.
We're all a little bloody on the inside.
But it really looks like a thing.
All right. Then I will happily put on my new cloak.
It's really light. It looks heavy, but it's wicked light. And it looks awesome. I mean, no doubt.
Obviously. All right. Well, then I'll take that and a couple extra pelts because somebody here, being the magnanimous person, really helping the campaign, I'm going to give Dagan some fucking pants.
Oh, yeah. You're going to give me the pants after I... Yeah, never mind. I'm going to keep that to myself, actually.
Okay. The necklace that the leader had is shattered. You know, obviously that was something worth having, but it didn't survive the carnage. And everything else is primitive-looking stuff.
All right, so then I guess the last thing I'll look for will be some sort of string, because I want to make a necklace out of Merkin's tail and buck teeth.
That's wicked easy. There's thongs all over the place.
All right.
Thong song.
Great.
So once you see these creatures disassembled, and you're looking at individual characteristics, you realize that goblin.
Oh!
These things are goblins. But they were taller and handsomer and much more skilled and well put together versions of goblins.
Hobgoblins?
Yeah, hard to say exactly. They weren't symmetrical, which is what I was criticizing them for, and I do feel guilty for that. But they were way more symmetrical than goblins.
Is there any indication as to how they are able to turn into animals?
Not really. Are you gonna take the time to do an arcana on your cloak?
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
All right.
Cloakana. Ooh, 19 of 24.
Excellent. So the cloak will not turn you into an owl.
God damn it.
But it does give you permanent feather fall.
Hell yeah, that's really useful for me.
Oh, man. No more floating disc? Your floating disc parachute is irrelevant now?
don't see any trinkets, any of the magic as you understand it that would cause creatures to change shape like that. So your magical sense tells you that it must be a racial trait.
Mm. Gotcha. Okay.
Each one had clothes that were tied to a specific animal. And it appears that they could turn into one animal, and that's what they had. So the one with the bear skin would turn into a bear. The one with the beaver pelt would turn into a beaver.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter anymore. They've been erased off the face of the earth, so.
Well, they chose to be sacrilegious. They brought it on themselves. We all make choices in life.
So, Dagon, you and Kaylee are waiting for Skankra to come out. You're in the tree line, hovering behind a tree, horrified.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, I'm just gonna wait here.
Do you think we should go in and see if he's okay?
No.
All right. Well, when I'm finished, I would like to stride through the front gates proudly and announce you're welcome.
Welcome for what exactly?
This town has been liberated.
Jesus, Murphy.
You have been saved. Please tip your waiters.
Okay, I guess we should go back to camp, right?
Yeah, seems like a good idea.
Okay. I'm glad you were hurt, Dagon. I guess that's the important thing.
Let's just promise to never ever talk about anything that just happened here.
Dagon, what do you say when somebody storms into a town and rescues you?
I roll an actual literal attack, punch Skankra. For real.
What do you say when someone rescues you? Give me back my knife.
What knife?
Yes, exactly. And that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to knock him out and take my knife.
Wait, what knife?
Will an 11 hit you?
It will not.
Oh, yeah, it will. I know your AC is an 11.
A tie goes to the Skankra.
No, it does not. So you take, let's see.
This is how every episode ends, by the way.
5 points of damage, which I believe you were down to 2.
You know, I would like to point out.
So I'm going to then take my knife.
Everybody says that Skankra is the bad guy.
I'm going to take my knife, leave everything else on his person, let him have the fucking cloak.
Dagon is, talk about an abusive relationship. Dagon is the villain.
You are the worst gaslighter of all fucking time, you gaslighting piece of shit.
It's not gaslighting if you're hitting me.
Yep.
Dagon, you're hitting me.
One of you is physically abusive and the other is emotionally abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, one of those ends up in jail and one of them gets the Porsche.
So I have my knife back, which is great. And I'll carry Skankra because I kind of feel nothing at all. But I just want to go home faster.
I think Dagon might be a sociopath.
How are you saying any of these things while you're unconscious?
You stole the diamond from my concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You've got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. You stole the gold from the dwarven graves, then got yourself lost in the caves. You've got nowhere.
I am your Lord and Savior, and you will die for my sins.
In the twilight they arrive, more loyal than alive.
Slaughtered masses in their graves. Only one who matters is who may save.
Similar bloody minds.
Peaceful villagers torn to shreds. Gaping maws and rolling heads.
Skankra orders. Skankra orders.
Welcome to the Skankrasian Order.
Say from the bottom of my heart.
that you are proud to be one of my followers.